Edgar laughed heartily. "Then you'll play the proper ragamuffin, as you've made me play the stiff." Edgar slapped his knee. "There's a daffy of justice, I say." "It's nothing funny," Pierce snapped. "I have acquaintances on the train who will surely see me and mark the change." Edgar's merriment was quashed instantly. He scratched his head with a green hand. "And these same of your acquaintances, they'll miss you if you're not there at the station?" Pierce nodded. "It's the devil's own trap, then," Edgar said. He looked around the van at the various trunks and pieces of luggage. "Give me a ring of tickles, and I'll break a pit or two, and we'll find some square-rigged duns to fit you." He held out his hand to Pierce for the ring of picklocks. But Pierce was looking at his watch. It was now 2 minutes to the drop-off point. 13 minutes after that, the train would stop in Ashford, and by then Pierce had to be out of the luggage van and back in his own compartment. "There's no time," he said. "It's the only chance," Edgar began, but broke off. Pierce was looking at him, up and down in a thoughtful way. "No," Edgar said. "Damn you, no."
"We're about the same size," Pierce said. "Now be quick."
He turned away, and the screwsman undressed, muttering oaths of all sorts. Pierce watched the countryside. They were close now. He bent to position the satchels at the lip of the open van door. Now he saw a tree by the roadside, one of the landmarks he had long since set for himself. Soon there would be a stone fence. There it was. And then the old abandoned rusty cart. He saw the cart. A moment later, he saw the crest of a hill and Barlow in profile beside the coach. "Now," he said, and with a grunt, flung one satchel after another out of the moving train. He watched them bounce on the ground one by one. He saw Barlow hastening down the hill towards them, and then the train went round a curve. He looked back at Edgar, who had stripped to his underclothes and held his fine duds out for Pierce. "Here you are, and damn your eyes." Pierce took the clothes, rolled them into as tight a ball as he could manage, wrapped the parcel with Edgar's belt, and without another word, swung out of the open door and into the wind. Burgess closed the van door, and a few moments later, the guard and Edgar heard a click as the bolt was thrown, and another clink as the padlock was locked once more.